Good morning. It's Erica here, Erica Gasor, and I'm delighted to be with you this morning for the service at home. Our call to worship is from Psalm 90. Satisfy us with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days, and gain a wise heart. Come and meet the Lord, who loves us and is all we need. Come, rejoice, and be glad as we worship together. Let's join in our first hymn, which is of course the favourite, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Let us pray. God of all relationships, God of solved problems, you care so much for each one of us. Whether our problems feel tiny and hardly worth bothering you with, or huge, just huge, you are always there for us. All things are possible with you, most mighty God. You are the God of eternal life. You are always at the heart of all our concerns. We praise and worship you, O God. Amen. Lord, there are many things that can get in the way of our relationship with you. We offer them to you now and ask that you will forgive us and show us new ways to always put you first, whatever that may take. In silence, we bring these to you. Grant us your wisdom, Lord. Amen. As we bow our heads before you now, our hearts contrite. You call us to yourself and bless us with the assurance that our sins are completely washed away in you. We thank you for your forgiveness. We bless you, Lord. We know that all things are possible with you. Amen. And now let us join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our first reading today is taken from Amos, chapter 5, and it's verses 6 to 7 and verses 10 to 15. Seek the Lord and live, or he will sweep through the tribes of Joseph like a fire. It will devour them, and Bethel will have no one to quench it. There are those who turn justice into bitterness and cast righteousness to the ground. There are those who hate the ones who uphold justice in court and detest the one who tells the truth. You levy a straw tax on the poor and impose a tax on their grain. Therefore, though you have built stone mansions, you will not live in them. Though you have planted lush vineyards, you will not drink their wines. For I know how many are your offences, and how great your sins. There are those who oppose the innocent and take bribes, and deprive the poor of justice in the courts. Therefore the prudent keep quiet in such times, for the times are evil. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil, love good. Maintain justice in the courts. Perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph. Thanks be to God for his word. Amen. Our next hymn is O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Bow down before him, his glory proclaim. With gold of obedience and incense of lowliness, kneel and adore him. The Lord is his name.
Thank you.
second reading this morning is taken from Mark 10, verses 17 to 31. As Jesus started on his way, a young man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
"Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false witness. You shall not defraud. Honour your father and mother."
"Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to one another, "Who can then be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Then Peter spoke up, "We've left everything to follow you." "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, fields, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Thanks be to God for his word. Amen. We have just heard in our reading from Mark how the young man asked Jesus what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus went through the 10 commandments and then told the man to sell all his possessions, give the money to the poor and follow him. Being rich, the man found this very difficult and walked away. The point that always strikes me about this reading is that it was a young man. I am sure we were all guilty when young of wanting lots of lovely things. And I am sure for our first home, we strive to amass furniture, ornaments, and other possessions. One of the joys and blessings of being older is the realization that these things are not important. And as the familiar saying goes, you can't take it with you. And as we mature in life, lots of things which seemed important when younger fall into insignificance when compared to wanting good health, a loving family and friends, and basic comfort and warmth. My stepmum, Peggy, who some of you may well remember, loved nice things and had been used to enjoying the better things in life. And yet, as she became older, you wouldn't dare mention that you liked something in her home, or you would find it had been slipped into a pocket or handbag for you to take away with you. Or, if the item was larger, then it would be a conversation insisting that you could make better use of it than she could. It's not that working hard to provide a nice home or other needs is bad, and I am sure we all have treasured possessions, but Jesus is pointing out that in the long term, these are not important. It is more important to ensure an equal provision for those who have very little in our world, and to learn from the teachings of God the Father what the real meaning of value is. We become able to differentiate between value and real value by growing closer to Father God. And learning from the words of Jesus, the closer we become, the more we can clearly see the way to live and give ourselves in his service. Reading and learning from Jesus' teachings, praying and quietly listening for God's response brings us closer to fully understanding the meaning of following as current day disciples. Understanding our calling in whatever area God points us, using whatever abilities we have to undertake his work on earth, led by the Holy Spirit and surrounded by his love and grace in all we do. Jesus closes by saying, "But many who are first will be last, and the last first." An excellent reminder that we cannot earn our place with God. Jesus saw that the young man's stumbling block was his wealth and possessions. And God knows all our failings and weaknesses. And it is in fact only by his grace and mercy that we can attain eternal life. God truly knows the people we are. We often look and form an opinion of a person and the life that they lead. But we do not know the inner person. Only God does. And that is why we can never judge. And definitely never guess who will be first and who will be last in God's kingdom. We do, however, have an excellent guide as to how we should live our lives in the teachings in the Bible and the words from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6 verses 19 to 21 are particularly relevant to the reading from Mark 10 today. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Amen. Now it's time for our prayers for others. Father God, we turn our thoughts to the world in which we live. We bring to you those who are living in war-torn countries or in fear of their lives from the governing regimes. We pray that they will know your presence in their lives and that those in power will be brought to justice so that the people can live in peace in your world. We pray for those suffering from famine and hardship and pray that you will lead us in the richer areas of the world to share what we have and do all in our power to ease the suffering of your children, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray for those who are suffering from natural disasters, volcano eruptions, flooding, fires. Your world is wonderful, and we pray that we can learn how to care for it and work in harmony with nature. Give our leaders wisdom as they meet in the COP26 meeting in Glasgow. Take away any selfishness and awaken them to the reality of climate change. Bringing our prayers closer to home, we pray for all those who are homeless, suffering from poverty, or from mental or physical health difficulties, and for those who are bereaved. Be near them, Father. Wrap them in your love. Give them peace. And lead each one of us to be there for them in their need. We bring all our prayers to you, Father God, in and through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. now, just before we sing our closing hymn, which is another wonderful hymn, When I Survey, and I love the first verse. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. It's a wonderful hymn, and I know that we'll all enjoy singing it together. But before we start singing, let us just close with a prayer and a blessing. Loving God, who sees us and loves us just as we are, be with us and go with us. Guide us and challenge us. Challenge us to draw closer to you and to be and live more like Christ. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all this day and forevermore. Amen. Let us sing. Thank you.